This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das-led Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. The decision was taken during the three-day bi-monthly MPC meeting of the RBI, which started on Wednesday. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to the commercial banks. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy, the RBI governor said the decision was taken after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The MPC also decided by a majority of 5 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth. Mr. Das said the RBI has also retained the real gross domestic product forecast for financial year 2023-24 at 6.5%. Similarly, the consumer price index CPI-based inflation for financial year 2023-24 is projected at 5.4%. The centre today approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The amount is the central share from the State Disaster Response Fund to the state for the year 2023-24. The move is aimed at helping the state in providing relief measures to the affected people. The Union Home Ministry has also constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods. The ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The situation in Sikkim is being closely monitored by the central government at the highest level around the clock. The centre is also providing full support to the Sikkim government by mobilising timely logistical assistance to deal with the situation effectively. They include the deployment of adequate teams of National Disaster Response Force, Indian Air Force helicopters and army personnel, along with necessary search and rescue equipments. In Mumbai, 6 persons lost their lives and 31 people are injured in a major fire incident at a 5-storey building near Azad Maidan in Goregaon early this morning. 30 people have been rescued from the fire. The fire spread through the shops on the ground floor and the vehicles that were parked on the floor. People are stuck on the upper floors. 8 water pumps are pressed into service and efforts are being made by the fire brigade to bring the fire under control. In Punjab, at least 4 persons, including one woman, died in a fire incident in a medicine manufacturing factory located on Majita Road in Amritsar City. This incident happened last evening when fire broke out all of a sudden. Some workers of the factory were trapped in the devastating fire and later 4 bodies were recovered from the area. Later, the fire brigade personnel controlled the fire late at night with the help of 6 vehicles. The government has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party as an unlawful association under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The organization has been involved in anti-national activities since 1998. In cricket, Pakistan will take on Netherlands in their opening game of Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad this afternoon. The match will begin at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India amassed a total of historic 88 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 35 bronze. India is currently in the 4th place in the medal tally. This is India's first ever performance at the Asian Games, best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition of Asian Games in Jakarta. Today, Indian recurve women's team in archery clinched bronze after defeating Vietnam 6-2 in the bronze medal playoff match. In badminton, H.S. Pranoy had to settle for a bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.